I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Lawmakers return to the State House in Denver this week, and they won't just be confronting familiar problems like aging roads, affordable housing, and health care when they return to work Wednesday. Governor John Hickenlooper and a split legislature will also face a $500 million budget shortfall, in addition to uncertainty over paying for transportation, the state's Medicaid bills, and affordable housing. Recent U.S. Census data shows Colorado's population continues to grow steadily. 91.5 KRCC's Holly Pretzky reports.
Colorado had the seventh fastest growth rate in the nation from 2015 to 2016, according to the data. That's mostly due to migration into the state rather than gross birth rate. Most of the fastest growing states were in the West. Elizabeth Garner is Colorado's state demographer. She says the growth rate is steady compared to population booms in the 90s, but the state is still experiencing growth pains.
Roads and bridges are not keeping pace with what we've seen in terms of the population. And you feel it. And this is all about planning.
Garner says the states with the most population growth, including Colorado, also had the highest job growth. Colorado's population has increased by more than 500,000 since 2010. It's now the 21st most populous state in the nation. County-by-county data is expected in March. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Holly Pretzky.
You're listening to 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Andrea Chalfin.